This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In inflation-adjusted terms, the U.S. averaged fewer than $3 billion disasters per year from 1980 to 1999. Since 2010, it's averaged more than 10 per year. Protests erupted among Muslims in Asia, Australia, and Russia over a military campaign in Myanmar that has forced tens of thousands of Muslims in the Rohingya area to flee across the border to Bangladesh. Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar and a Nobel Prize winner, is being pressured to end the military's campaign. UN investigators believe that Burundi's top leaders and state security agencies have created crimes against humanity in their suppression of activism in their country. J.J. Watt, star Houston, Texas NFL player, with help from his mother in Wisconsin, has raised more than $18 million for Houston storm relief through Twitter appeals and videos. President Trump is ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, covering more than 800,000 immigrants here since being children. With a six-month delay to allow Congress to pass something for them or not. Medicare patients are often trapped in observation status, which is not reimbursable usually, but a federal judge in Connecticut recently certified a class action lawsuit for all Medicare recipients who've been hospitalized and received observation status as outpatients since January 1, 2009. Canada's emergence as the tough negotiator in the NAFTA talks by demanding environmental protections and international labor standards, including gender equity. A housing shortage and concerns about people not sharing in economic progress in New Zealand has led to the possibility of the Labor Party upsetting the National Party in upcoming elections. Boston Red Sox baseball team used an Apple Watch and other systems to steal catcher signs from the New York Yankees and other teams in order to cheat. Fires and explosions at the chemical plant in the Houston area are exposing gaps in environmental and safety controls between federal and state governments, raising questions about preparedness for disasters, either natural or man-made. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.